Today, we aim to simplify your approach to social media marketing and strategy. I am on so many calls with people, Zoom meetings, in-person coffees, it doesn't matter. I feel your anxiety every time we talk about strategizing your social media and putting yourself out there. So today, hopefully, we will tune down some of that angst you're feeling being a content creator. So listen in, jot down some key points, and remember, if you have any questions, I'm here. You can reach out to me directly at lisa@dandelion-inc.com. That's L-I-S-A at dandelion-inc.com. Welcome to The Seed, cultivating growth and empowering women in business. Brought to you by Dandelion Inc. I'm your host, Lisa Resnick, and this podcast is all about connecting, developing, and supporting women in business. Join me as we explore tips and insights on leadership, business development, and social media strategies that can help you thrive. We'll also hear from amazing guests who share their stories and experiences, offering inspiration and practical advice for your entrepreneurial journey. So tune in, download, like, and subscribe. And remember, if you love what you hear, share it with others. Together, let's cultivate growth and empower women in business. Hey everyone, Lisa Resnick here, owner, founder of Dandelion Inc. and podcast host, creator of The Seed. So let me tell you a little bit about Dandelion Inc. This way you can connect the dots of all the relevance behind today's discussion. Dandelion Inc. is a community membership focused on uplifting women and women-owned businesses. At Dandelion, we help members look at the bigger picture and develop a strategic roadmap to gain the public capital needed to achieve their business goals and successfully follow their passions. Right? Because in life, that's what we want to do. We want to follow our passions with purpose. So Dandelion Inc. is there to help you do that. So whether you're an entrepreneur, climbing the corporate ladder, starting a side hustle, or just a dreamer, our goal is to connect, develop, and support you. Today, we're diving into the wild world of social media and setting some good old boundaries. Let's chat about what's cool to post for your business, what's best kept under lock and key, and why not every tiny moment needs to be blasted online. We'll also peek into the dark side of social media, where likes and hearts might not always mean a job well done. Next up, we'll cook up a social media plan that's both organized and lets your creativity shine with the JK5 method. And hey, let's not forget to sprinkle some love and support to our fellow hustlers, content creators, influencers, and awesome businesses out there. First things first, time to set some boundaries. No need to spill the tea about your life, brand, or business to hit those goals. It's important to remember that you don't have to share every detail of your life, brand, or business to achieve success. Setting clear boundaries can help protect your personal space and maintain a sense of privacy while still working towards your goals. By focusing on what truly matters and keeping some aspects of your life private, you can stay true to yourself and thrive in your endeavors. Remember, it's all about finding the right balance and respecting your boundaries. Now, when it comes to your business, you are rarely able to expose everything that's happening in your day-to-day. Not all your clients or customers want that exposure, and there is also the legal aspect of exposing too much information as well. However, this doesn't mean that we should completely avoid social media or post less frequently than we should. There are always ways to maintain an active presence on social media while respecting our limitations and considering new boundaries that could be beneficial. So how do you know the difference between what to post and what not to post, and keeping in mind your brand reputation? One way to navigate what to post and what not to post is to consider if the content aligns with your brand values and messaging. It's important to maintain consistency in the type of content you are sharing to ensure it resonates with your audience and upholds your brand reputation. So, the best thing that you can do is before posting, ask yourself if the content is relevant, authentic, and adds value to your followers. Additionally, consider how your audience might perceive the post and whether it reflects positively on your brand. By being mindful and deliberate about your social media content, you can maintain a strong brand presence while engaging your audience effectively. So basically, don't post just to post. This leads me to getting over time and relevance. I had a client once who believed I had to be there at every single event to post instantly the event as it was happening. Now, if your purpose is to drive people to where you are now, then yes, going live is a key component to helping make that happen. This also does not require, though, a social media consultant, content creator, or social media manager to be there. Besides the safety reasons why you shouldn't always post the moment that something is happening, I mean, come on, we've all heard from our parents, if you're on vacation, don't post those vacay posts until you come home. The same thing transcends pretty much in all aspects. So I want to drive this home. The relevance does not lose weight because you didn't post immediately in the moment. I'm going to repeat this because I think many of us are so bent on believing that if you don't post it the moment it happens or within a 24-hour period, it loses weight. The relevance does not lose weight because you didn't post immediately in the moment. You can wait a month if you want to make that post, as long as you can answer these questions. Is the content relevant? Is it authentic? And does it add value? So again, don't feel the need to post the moment that an event is happening that you're attending. It can wait. And plus, this also gives you an opportunity to repost, recreate at another time as well. I am to the core a content creator. I'm an ideator. However, this does not mean that I always want to be in this space or that I'm not mitigating ideator or creator burnout. When I am on fire with ideas and content, I store them so I can give myself breaks. If I lived in the world of immediacy, then I would become void and inconsistent with my social exposure. I want to touch base real quick on our reliance on likes, hearts, and comments. This does not equate to impact. In fact, I was at an event the other week when a gentleman, which, by the way, is absolutely amazing because my business is very much geared towards women. He came up to me to talk to me about a post I had made recently about giving ourselves the break we need and deserve, not just to maintain, but to thrive in life. I went back later that evening to see if he liked it or hearted the post. Nothing. So please don't become so strapped to the vanity metrics. Look at your analytics beyond. Vanity metrics are exactly what they sound, surface only. Now, taking into account all of the above, I'm going to give you a couple of applicable ways to strategize your social media. If you haven't heard of it already, this is a great methodology to apply. I wrote about it in one of my weekly newsletters. It's called the JK5 by Jenna Kutcher. This states that for 5 days of content, Monday through Friday, create your generalized post content. For me, I want people to know who I am because at the end of the day, my business is very much my brand and I am very much attached to that brand. Next is what the purpose of my brand is, and that is to connect, develop, and grow women in business. So I have posts that placed individuals and women-owned front and center because that is what Dandelion is all about. Finally, I want them to know my strengths and interests. So my strengths are marketing, business development, community development, and self-care and self-awareness. So I make sure that those pillars are also incorporated into my platform. Social media, at the end of the day, is all trial and error. So feel free to experiment with it. I went from posting 3 to 4 times a day to only once on certain platforms, which has increased the amount of followers that I have. It also has increased my analytics beyond your vanity metrics as well. Nonetheless, you still have other influencers out there and creators. Gary Vee is a phenomenal one. I suggest that you do follow him to stay current with the social media trends, but he posts literally every hour. So again, you need to take in consideration your abilities, your time, and trying to protect yourself from burnout. The algorithms are always changing, so you must as well. However, the one thing I will say is you must be consistent. And there is no excuse not to be. There are so many planners you can schedule your posts in advance from. So being consistent on the times that you're posting based on the data analytics provided is super easy to do these days. Finally, I want to leave you with this. If you truly love your friend, their business, their brand, or the content someone is creating, don't just heart it or like it. Comment and comment with at least four words to help boost the algorithm. Go to their pages and invite your friends to feel the love you do from following them. This takes little effort. You can do it while you're watching your favorite show on Bravo or Netflix. Every single person, including myself, needs support, whether they ask for it or not. So just lead the way, be a giver, and do it. If you're looking for additional guidance on what you should be posting more specifically to your business, please reach out to me direct for a free one-on-one. And you can reach out via Lisa at dandelion-inc.com. That's L-I-S-A at dandelion-inc.com. Please feel free to reach out to me at any time. I'd love to hear from you.
Thank you, everyone, for listening in to The Seed. If you'd like to receive our weekly newsletter, go to dandelion-inc.com and click Let's Connect. And please be sure to subscribe to The Seed's monthly podcast to hear more inspiring stories from other badass women that are all around us. Remember, behind every woman is a tribe of other successful women who have their back. To you all, thank you.